ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد ربي إلهي مولاي خالقي نحمدك يا الله ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك ونتوكل عليك يا الله افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين ارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين ارزقنا نور العلم وفهم العلم ورحمة العلم وحكمة العلم وبصيرة العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتبليغ الرسالة يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Yesterday we were talking in intro number 2, and today is intro number 3 of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I share with you this topic is extremely important, is one of the most dearest topic in my heart, and one of the topic I believe the ummah is neglected. And if you dig in this topic, you will find out you're missing a lot. You're missing actually the reality of the message, the whole message in this topic. And we talked yesterday about the importance of knowing the name of Allah, understanding, comprehend it, and when the time comes, we'll explain it. But before that, we just talk about the importance of thinking, the importance of focus our thinking, and we talk about the importance of knowing why we are here, the purpose of creation, and also is why Allah created us and He created the devil, the Satan, why He gave him tools and He gave us tools, He gave him power and He gave us power, because we are a trial of each other until the day of judgment, and for Allah to check our faith with Him. And yesterday also we talked about the mankind in Quran, how Allah created mankind with weakness, with little bit default, but this weakness and default, Allah give us the medication. To go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take the medication, your weakness and default become strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise, shaitan has no power over his servant, the sincere one, the one who do tawakkul, rely on Allah, the one belong to Allah, the mukhlasin, al-mukhlasin, and the one who has taqwa, insha'Allah. Now, and also I want to remind you and remind myself and everybody, why I try to emphasize the topic of fikr, thinking, and focus of thinking. And when I was in India, I talked to people about before revelation, when you look at Quran, Makki, and any revelation, messenger and prophet used to have a complete seclusion for some time. This complete seclusion is a state of fikr, tafakkur, thinking. And when you go to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Quran, what is the first stage Ibrahim alayhi salam went through it? Tafakkur, tadabbur, contemplating, thinking, try to realize what's going on. And this thinking always lead you to what? Lead you to the oneness of the Creator, the Almighty, the Maker. And yesterday I shared with you from yoga, martial art, the school of Zen, and different school in earth in Western society, the importance of focus and the importance of thinking. And when you study very, very high level of martial art, you find out the thinking and focus to the point it make you alert about the movement of people behind you or around you. It give you alert. This why when you watch movie or if you watch people who really into martial art in a high level, anybody come attack you from a side or behind you, before the person reach you, you already move your hand and hit him. How you do that is a complete concentration. It gives you this unbelievable, beautiful power of concentration to the point it allows you to focus your energy, your focus of thinking, to behave accordingly in any time. But to do that, you have to go to a lot of training of how to discipline your thinking and your thought. How to discipline even your eyes, your thinking, everything. And we talk also about now is many school of thought about how to gather your energy and a spirit of energy in one and give you power. And I said, all these people is right, but we have something higher than all of them. Because all of them try to discover the power of focus within and what it can do. You can break a rock. You can bend a metal. Okay? All this was what? Was a power of focus. And to focus all your energy in one topic. Some people doing it for cure. They focus all the energy for one topic. And people focus their energy and thought in different issue. But in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us something much, much higher. Because whatever, how much you focus, you always will be limited in your body, your ability, your strength, everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, He wants you to focus on Him. He wants all your faculty, all your body to focus on Him. Why? He wants it. He deserves it. Because you are a creation, He is a creator. He is a master, you are a slave. You need Him. And He wants to give you a message. The more you focus on Him, the more you are in control, the more you are in focus, the more you are protected, you are guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, the more you beloved to Allah, and the more also your bad habit become and weakness become strength. We're going to go through it step by step now. Because I'm not going to leave this topic until I finish it completely, because this will lead us to the major point. The major point is, why I learn and remember something unless I value it. By this way, you are remembering and value the things you want, the one you really value it. And if you value something, it keep increasing until it become what? A desire. And once it become a desire, what will happen? You're able to be a servant for this desire. And we have something very high, is how to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we get to know Allah, we'll discover the quality of Allah. If we discover the quality of Allah, if we are normal people, what will happen? If you are normal, you love quality. You love quality. As a human being, we love quality. We love goodness. And who has the higher quality of all, completely? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, today, I'm going to emphasize about the topic of fikr, the topic of thinking, but from Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Quran, Surah Al Imran 191. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, He emphasized about ulul albab. أولو الألباب. Who's أولو الألباب? The one they think and ponder and ponder and contemplate over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always in a state of dhikr, in a state of thinking and remembrance of Allah. And we talked about it before. Lub in Arabic meaning the core of the tree. And for Allah to tell you, Ulul Albab, meaning the one, the core of the tree, meaning the core of the brain, the core of the thinking, meaning the main thinking, because it's metaphor, because you have no tree in the head. But if you are focused thinking, you have a core. And this core of thinking is what belongs to Allah. If this happened, what happened now? Your eyes, your ears, your body, your heart is belonging to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ulul albab, the one who do thinking and remember of Allah day and night and all the time. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran also 28, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah, He warn you from Himself. Allah, He warn you from Himself. This has two recitation and two comprehending. Allah warn you from Himself and Allah warn you from yourself. Allah warn you from Himself meaning don't underestimate me. Respect me. Get to know who am I. Don't take it easy. Give me my dignity and my respect. And this will not happen without knowing Allah. The more you know Allah, the more you elevate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart and your thinking. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn you about yourself. Because Allah, He created us and He knows us. We are very weak, very fragile. If we let it go, we let it go. Do you understand or no? Now. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fil, He said, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بَأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Did you not see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with the people of Fil? By this way, you find in Quran is many, many verse related to what? Thinking. Allah, He wants you to think. But think about what? You see? This is what a lot of people misunderstand. Think about what? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Are you not able to do tadabbur and comprehend, understanding the Quran? By this way, the Quran is full of verses about tafakkur, thinking. One of the early scholars, he wrote almost a book about which one is higher, thinking or remember Allah, and which one is higher and why. And I'm going to take you to some of this element to see and really respect something we misunderstand is thinking. If you ever watch people who play chess, they have to focus 100%. Any one of them get distracted, what will happen? He lose. Do you understand me or no? Apply it in everything. People who do martial art, all they need, one of them to lose concentration for a blink of an eye, to the another person take advantage of this blink of an eye and attack you in a killer attack. I'm just giving you a simple things in life. You see? Now imagine the simple topic in life. If we neglecting focus, look to the amount of damage. And look to the opposite now. What happened if we neglecting? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, Shaitan is your enemy, the Satan is your enemy, make him your enemy. What happened if I drop my weapons and I'm not using it and I'm resting and relaxing and my enemy take over and go inside of me and penetrate? How much I can be a loser? Do you understand me or no? Because the enemy from outside, Satan with waswasa, whisper. Second level, if he get you with waswasa, he go to thinking. He make you thinking. And if he get you, he get you to number three. Desire what you're thinking. And if he get you more, he will make you do what you're thinking about. And we supposed to stop it from the stage of what? Whisper. Don't let it go. You understand, you know? By this way, from every angle, thinking is very crucial. You see? Thinking is very crucial. And when you look at a human being, always need to focus in one thing at a time. If you have a gun, can you focus in two things in one? Huh? Can you? Can you get two birds in one? No. Only in an example. But in reality is no. Yeah. By this way, in reality, only always one. One at a time. Okay? You look in two plates. Can you eat both of them in one? Hello? Because I have to give you example you like. You see? Can you sleep in two beds in one time? Huh? No. By this way, everything in life, Allah created one. Like one scholar, he said, everything in life, if you look at it as a mu'min, it leads you to Allah. But if you are a mu'min, and this all al-bab. Now, one scholar, he said, you have to know, thinking is the core, and zikr is a fruit. Right? So you think about thinking is a tree, and the fruit of the thinking is what? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said both of them is very high. Which one is very which? A lot of scholars debated. Let's see from that. Fikr is the action of the soul, the action of the brain. Meaning, when you're thinking about something, it's overwhelming you. Do you get it or no? When you reach the state of thinking, it's overwhelming you. What happens when it's overwhelming you? Huh? It's overwhelming. It takes you completely. Okay? And dhikr, most of the time you start with the tongue. It doesn't affect you unless it's with the heart and thinking together. Okay? And the body and the soul, which one is higher? Which one is more powerful, the body or the soul? The soul. By this way, if the soul is really in a state of fikr, it's very high. Because after that, the body is just a slave. But if the body is just doing zikr, and the soul is busy, it doesn't affect. And this is what's happening to us today. By this way, fikr is very high. Also, fikr is the opposite of ignorant. People who are ignorant, you find out, they're lazy. They do not need to think. They're not seeking knowledge. They do not ask questions. They relax. You're coming after many hours or many days. Do you think about something? No. Why? They're lazy and ignorant. By this way, now imagine a person who's thinking equals the person who doesn't think. Huh? No way. Do you get it or no? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And this why, one of the name of the kafir, one of the name of the disbeliever or non-believer is what? He's a jahil. He's ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of Allah. He never think about it. How many people he meet them and said, do you believe in the creator? He said, man, I never think about it. It's not important. You see, imagine all this creation around him and he doesn't think about it. Why? Some people only know how to take, or they busy in what they want to the point they're not busy about something else. And also is, you can seek the rahmah of Allah with fikr more than zikr. You can feel so broken inside to the point you make dua, Allah accept you and give you rahmah. By this way, if you get to know Allah and you get to think about Allah and you die in this state, you die in a very beautiful state. And he said, which one is higher? A person keep talking, but his mind is not thinking. Or a person is quiet and his mind is thinking. Which one is higher? Huh? Huh? And this was the early people used to say, 99% of the wisdom in what?
Silent.
And 99% in foolishness in what? Talking. Why? The wise person always thinking, and if he's thinking, he's not talking. And talking is not easy, because he's thinking about what he's talking about. You understand me or no? And this is why he gave a very simple one. He said, and this why when you look to Bilal radiallahu anhu, Bilal radiallahu anhu, certain letter he cannot say it. And Rasulullah sallam, he said, إِنَّ سِينَ بِلَالَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ شِين. Bilal, every time he said sheen, he said seen. He cannot pronounce the sheen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he have an angel switching the pronunciation for him. By this way, he has a bad pronunciation. But in the eye of Allah is what? Huh? Is very high. By this way, how many, he said, a munafiq, very good talker. And how many people cannot talk and very good mu'min? You understand me or no? And he said, if you leave tafakkur, if you leave to remember Allah, you are a kafir, disbeliever. But if you leave zikr, is a ma'asiyah, is a sin. Do you understand or no? If you do not think about Allah, is a state of kufr. But if you do not remember Allah, is a state of sins. You see? How many people sometimes even do not make salah, but deep inside they have some iman, and one day Allah gives them tawbah and go to Allah. And how many people do zikr and salah and everything, but their mind is not there. By this way, the ritual is there, but you do not have it. To the point, you do not have real iman. Because iman really coming, like if you really study, the beginning of journey of Islam is what? Thinking. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Ghar Hira, what he used to do? In Arabic, يتحنث. And when you think about the word تحنث in Arabic, in the Quraysh language, what it mean? The one who do contemplating, heavy, severe thinking, with silence, with meditation, is all together. Is actually it containing ta'abud, because we talked about it yesterday. Is one of the highest level of ubudiyyah is what? Thinking. Ibrahim alayhi salam, same. Musa, all messenger prophet you find out, before revelation, they have to go to a period of time alone. It has to be alone. Somewhere in a desert, in a mountain, somewhere alone. To generate this oneness with Allah. Why? Because when you look at our life, your eyes pick up things, make you busy. Your ear pick up things, make you busy. The more your eyes and ear and body is busy with the surrounding, what will happen? It becomes distraction to whom? To your thinking. And when you have distraction to your thinking, your heart and mind is not clear. You cannot have a clear vision. You cannot have a clear thinking. This is why one of the early people who taught me in my life, he used to tell me, when you have a situation and you're not sure what to do, Go at a place alone, 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 far away, alone. By this way, you disengage from all the pressure, number one, to get a little bit of freedom, and after that, keep thinking. But according to Islam, how we do thinking? You call Allah. And when you call Allah and you are in constant zikr, now Allah inspires you. Now you can see things you never see before. But when? When you're free. But in the middle of surrounding, can you do that? You cannot do that. Do you understand me or no? Hello?
Yes.
You sure? Okay. By this way, in the middle of surrounding, you're very, very difficult to have pure or clear vision or thought or thinking. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to come closer, to focus. This is why all messenger prophet used to be a shepherd in the desert. Because to be in the desert, it has to give you oneness. Because imagine, desert, sky, nothing. Oneness of Allah. Now you have to really focus your thinking. Okay? Now all you have to do now, go to the travel agent and get a ticket and find some place in the desert and go. And again, this is one of the most powerful verse in Quran about this topic, is verse 191 in Surah Al-Imran. And when you really study it, when you are doing fiqh, thinking, the early scholar said, it is the thamara, is the real fruit of all ubudiyyah. You see? For example, one of the highest level of ubudiyyah belong to Allah, thinking. Because if the thinking for Allah, your ear for Allah, your eyes for Allah, your body for Allah, everything for Allah. And the opposite. If you're distracted and your mind is not stable, your body is not stable, your eyes not stable, your ear, nothing is stable. And we talked about it yesterday. The more you stabilize yourself, you go up to the level of whom? Angels. And the more you're not stabilized, you're going to the level of animals. By this way, human being in the middle, between animal and angels. The more you do zikr and focus, you rise up. And if you do not do that, you're thinking and sinking to level of whom? Animals. Okay? And this is why, how many people become a slave to their own desire? To the point they become a slave. It moves them. And little by little it becomes a habit. And little by little they go down. Okay? That's why we're talking about the two opposite. And also he said, thinking always as a result of something very high. Something you really want. Something overwhelming you, something you value. By this way, you will never think about something and overwhelming you unless something you really value. By this way, if you value the relationship between you and Allah, you already establish the ultimate level of Iman. Do you understand me or no? Because it's overwhelming you. And it's the opposite. If you lose it, you lose all the goodies. Because now is the opposite now. Your temptation, your genetic, your weakness is overwhelming you. One has to be over the one, the another one. And which one is higher? Which one is more difficult? Huh? Thinking. To come to focus your thinking in one is not easy. And this is why sometimes, like we said before, and most of the time, messenger prophet has to go to seclusion. Because it cannot be done in a very crowded environment. It gets you. It gets you. And this is why, when I think about this halaqat and this session, I was trying to do a lot of zikr and dua and ask Allah what to tell them. And before I start the name of Allah, I said, no, I'm not going to start the name of Allah unless I give them all the prerequisites of understanding how to prepare yourself to be. And this one of the topic. Are you with me or no? Because yesterday when I talk about thinking, everybody got sleep. Which it doesn't mean, you know, is the opposite of what we're talking about. Because believe it or not, thinking cannot make you sleep. If you really think about something, it bothers you. Even if you're super tired, you sleep and wake up thinking. You sleep and wake up thinking. And a human being is amazing. If you're really a thinker, the thinking eats you up until you do. Thinking about something, it will keep eat you up until you do. And you will not let it go until you do. Do you get it or no? Hello?
Yes.
Look at the power of thinking. And we talked about yesterday quick, is what happened if we diverted all the thinking. And this is why I give you the story of the martial art and Zen and all this. Because the main thing is, you discover the importance of focus your thinking. Focus your energy. Focus your faculty into one. And I tell you how much in Islam we have something higher than that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us and He knows. If I focus in my relationship with Allah, everything is easy. Because everything becomes for Allah. You understand me? And also, fikr, thinking, it make you what? We talked about it just a few seconds ago. It give you alert and awakeness. What it meaning? It give you extra energy. Now it make you a doer. You want to do. You always want to do. Do you get it or no? In the opposite, if your person is not a thinker, what happened? He's relaxed. He doesn't care if he do or doesn't do. Because usually people who are into relaxing, people are full of their desire and stuck with their own desire to the point. If I feel my desire, I'm fine. If I do not feel it, I'm not fine. But you're not a thinker. By this way, believe it or not, if you want purify yourself, build the strength, start thinking. Having a goal, asking why. And all of a sudden, you're elevating yourself. And he said, and also because thinking is higher than zikr by tongue. Because he said, zikr by tongue, if you do not do it with understanding, comprehending, a state of awareness and awakeness mixed with the heart together, what's the value of zikr? How many people do zikr all the time? But it's not, doesn't mean nothing to them. It doesn't affect them. And we talked about yesterday, what's the problem if we go to a child, very tiny child, and tell him get married. And we tell him about the relationship and how it feels between a man and a woman. Do you think the child will comprehend it? No. Because he doesn't know what we're talking about. And he never experienced it. By this way we said, what happened if the person talk about something, he doesn't know, he doesn't comprehend it, he doesn't have the knowledge of it, and he never experienced it. And this applied to the knowledge of Allah. What happened if we mumble things, even the knowledge is correct, but we do not comprehend it. We do not understand it. And we're not living the message. We will not get the thamara, the fruit, the crops of it. Meaning, you will not live the message. You will not feel the sweetness of Iman. Are you with me or no?
Yes.
Okay. And also the person who thinking always high. The more people thinking, the more going up. In every aspect. You cannot achieve without thinking. If the thinking is too high, what will happen? The niyyah is strong. If the niyyah is strong, what will happen? Allah will open for you. Do you get it or no? But if I have no strong thinking, no strong niyyah, no strong ability, nothing will be accomplished. By this way, accomplishment is according to whom? Huh? The strong of the fikr, the thinking. Okay? Are you with me or you get lost? Okay. And also you find out, thinking gives you strength. Lack of thinking gives you weakness. Do you get it or no? The person who thinks always goes strong. And the person who doesn't think, he surrender. He get weak. And this is why one of my early teachers, he used to said, if you are a thinker and you become a leader, fear Allah for your follower. And if you do not have it, and you do not have this quality, don't be alone. Don't be alone. Be sitting with people who are a thinker. Because the people who are thinker, even if you will not be one, at least you train yourself to listen, and little by little you might get awareness and awakeness, and also they will help you out. Are you with me or no? But don't be in an environment can get you. You understand me or no? And when you study that story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he always have a deep thinking, deep contemplating of himself, of his job, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of akhirah, of the duty, of the ummah. By this way, a leader always heavy in thinking. Are you with me or no?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody start to argue now, what about people in Jannah? Is he not thinking? But we said, when people go to Jannah, it's a different state. Because Jannah is a place that has no action. Today we are in action, no rewarding. After death is a rewarding without no action. You understand me or no? Okay. And he said, when you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the highest elevation he get in dunya, what is that? Anybody remember? Isra and Mi'raj. And when he go to Isra and Mi'raj, what he did? He did something, he came with it with us. He said, when he tried to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah teach him, لا أحصي ثناءً عليك. I cannot praise you enough. By this way, now, the highest level of what? Surrender to the zikr after you reach the highest level. Okay? By this way, once now you reach high level of fikr, it leads you to what? Huh? To zikr. Because now, once you high level of fikr, now you are remembering whom you be busy with. You get it or no? Don't forget, this topic is a little bit hairy. Why? Fikr do not come without dhikr. And fikr lead you to dhikr. You get it or no? Okay. I see some faces, give me a question mark. No problem. You see something, you like it. Now you start to remember it. The more you remember it, the more you love it. The more you desire it. The more you're thinking about it. The more you're thinking how you get it. And the thinking keep increasing. Now I see beautiful faces start laughing. Now I know what you're talking about. You see? You're passing over a bakery store. You see the cake. Now you think about it. You think about the chocolate. You think about this. Okay? I'm just giving you a simple example. Now you think about how I get the money, how I buy it, where I eat it. You see? But now, anybody, for example, even if you want to go to vacation and you want to go to the sea, you go to sleep in your own room, but all the time you are on the beach. You're not in the beach, but you see the water. You feel the water because the desire is overwhelming you. Verse 3, number one, you do. See, you think. Think increase. You feel in love. You desire. Now you are thinking of your desire. To the point it becomes high priority. Now the thinking is overwhelming you. Now you go back to the beginning but heavy.
So you talk about the desire after that.
After the desire, it leads you to zikr. You see? And people even talk about Majnun Layla. The one who gets crazy with the lady Layla. In all the story. After that, what he do? He keep calling, Layla, 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 Layla. Okay? By this way, when you reach high level of desire, you do what? Fikr. And a zikr. By this way, again, this topic and this scholar even talk about it is, for example, when you do the beginning of journey of Islam, okay, the companion or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the messengers of the Prophet, they start with what? Looking, searching, and now they do zikr. Do fikr. Now they do fikr. The fikr led them remember the Creator. Now the more they remember the Creator, and the more they know the Creator, what will happen? It leads you to more fikr. And more fikr leads you to more what? Dhikr. On all the time. Because now the desire is what? Desire of the quality of the thing you're thinking about it. Because if you are a normal person, you do not think about something is insignificant. You see? You don't dream all night about a garbage. Or a cockroach. You see? Unless something wrong with you. You see? But is a human being, okay, you're thinking about something you desire, something you like. And according to who you are, your thinking will be elevated and your desire will be higher. Look at all the people who are multi-millionaire, billionaire, and politician. What they have in common? Very high ego and ambition to be in a status. They keep working on it until they reach it. Do you understand me or no? By the way, this topic is like this. It go hand to hand. You go first one level and go to another level. And it go like that. Okay? And both of them is very powerful. Thinking lead you to zikr. Zikr lead you to thinking. And both of them, according to the priority and the quality of what you're thinking about it and what you're remembering, what will happen? Desire to serve. Desire to be. Do you get it or no? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. In Surah Al-Kahf, when Musa alayhi salam tried to meet Al-Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the qualities he told him, he said, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. Al-Khidr, now Allah teach him certain knowledge. Where he get it from? Allah, direct. By this way, fikr and dhikr lead you to what? Different high level of knowledge and comprehending. Allah give it to you. You understand me or no? And this applied even in everything in life. If you like something, the more you know it, the more you investigate, the more you know about it, the more you get closer, the more you know it more, the more you remember it, the more you know it, the more you desire, and it go like that. If whatever you want, it really have quality. Do you understand me or no? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah An-Nisa, verse 113, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And Allah teach you what you never know. By this way, again, once you get closer to Allah, now He give you knowledge. Now He give you comprehending. Now He give you understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. In Surah Taha, سَبَّحِ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى وَرَبِّكَ فَكَبِّرْ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, praise your Lord. Praise for what? Praise for what He give you. Because now, You see, once you get closer to what you like, if what you like and what you believe and what you're thinking about it and what you really overwhelming, if it's really something good, once you get closer, now you fulfill your desire. And after you fulfill your desire, this desire go to higher. If it was what? With the right cause. But if it's a piece of cake, if it's for a marriage, or for a situation, or any basic desire, once you reach it, it's finished. You see? By this way, you have some desire and thinking, it finished with the action. But with Allah is a big opposite. It beginning with the action. Are you with me or no? Hello? Okay. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, in chapter Yunus alayhi salam, verse 10, when he talk about the people when you go to Jannah, وَآخِرْ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Once you go to Jannah, Alhamdulillah رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Why? You reach it. That's it. You're done. You see? Now you remember Allah with thanks and praise and gratitude. And this why also is, with the remember of Allah, the heart is calm. And now, we go now to the importance of remembering of Allah. You with me now or no? Hello? Okay. We talk about it in the previous one. But this topic is really, really important. And again, this topic we're talking about it is a beginning of your journey and the end of your journey. Because think about it, you are dying. Dying from any situation, even in accident, in disease or whatever. How much you can worship? Only two left over worship. Do you know what they are? Zikr and thinking. By the way, the beginning of your journey is what? Dhikr and thinking. And the last moment of your life is what? Dhikr and thinking. And this is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those are the one Allah make them hold tight of the message. Those are the believer. Are you with me or no?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Now, when you look to zikr, a lot of people misunderstand word zikr of Allah. We think zikr meaning to hold tasbih and do zikr. Zikr is very, very broad, mean more than you imagine. And we'll come to two topics also, zikr and dua. I will explain it to you now. Actually, Arabic people used to say zikr is a style of obedience. A style of what? Obedience. You work for somebody. You work for somebody. And this somebody is commanding you to do something. When the person leave, if you are obedient to the master, what you do? You remember him. What you remember? You remember his quality. You remember his command. You remember what he wants from you. And during the work, when you do the work, if you are a good person, what you do? One of the things that make you able to do more work is what? You remember his quality. The more you remember the quality of your master, what you do? You serve more. And you serve with what? With gratitude and thanks. You understand me or no? And you serve with zeal. And the more you do that, you will find out your body in an action. But your heart and mind with what? With zikr, you remember your master. Do you get it or no? Think, for example, if you are a woman or a man, and you love your husband or your wife, and the person go to work, what you do? When you're cooking for what? When you're making cake, for what? When you try to clean your house or decorate yours, for what? The more the relationship is strong, the more you desire to please, to serve. You understand me? If our relationship is right, And the more is high, and the person has quality, the more you want serve more. Are you with me or no? If we are normal people. Okay? By this way, because normal people love quality, attracted to quality. Hello? Are you normal?
Yes.
You sure? And in athar meaning like a weak hadith, okay? And we call it an athar. Is whoever obey Allah, he remember Allah. And whoever remember Allah, okay, he belong to Allah. Even if his salah is weak or little bit, and his fasting a little bit, and his tilawah is a little bit. And whoever disobey Allah, is forget Allah, even if he remembers Allah and even if he makes Salah. Because the real remember of Allah is what? Obedience. By this way, obedience is the core of meaning remembering. You understand me or no? Okay. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again in Surah Taha, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Make Salah to my remembering. Okay? Verse 14. And in Surah An-Nisa 103, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. And when you finish Salah, get up. When you finish Salah, remember Allah in all time. Okay? And Surah Al-Baqarah 185. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Ramadan, and after Ramadan, he said what? وَلْتُكْمِنُوا الْعِدَّةِ and to complete Ramadan. وَلْتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهِ and to do takbirat. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. What is takbirat now? Takbirat is supposed to be for Zaid, but takbirat is actually a sign of remember Allah and thanking Him. Now you understand? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Maybe you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did it the same thing in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 200, about what? Hajj. When you finish Hajj, and you go to Muzdalifah, okay? فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكُكُمْ and when you finish completely, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ كَذِكْرُكُمْ أَبَاءُكُمْ. Remember Allah the way you remember your parents and more. One scholar, he said something so beautiful. Because he said, if you are a normal person, really normal, and have a very real relationship with your parents, when you are traveling, you remember your parents. You understand me or no? Because you remember the goodness they did to you. And again, 198, same. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمِشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. And when you finish Arafat, and you go to al-Mish'ar al-Haram in Muzdalifah, again, do takbirat and remember Allah. By this way, you find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to remember Him all the time, all the time, all the time. And day of Jum'ah, when we finish Salah, what is it? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And when you finish Salah, spread in earth. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And go and start remember Allah in abundance, maybe you gain what? Falah, success. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood this verse different than all of us today. And I hardly hear a scholar talk about it in the truth way. May Allah forgive me. I'm not a scholar, but I'm going to tell you. When I read the companion, what they understood about that? They used to, after Salat al-Jum'ah, they go to the market to fulfill one word. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. To get the fadl of Allah. What is the fadl of Allah? They took it as a barakah from Allah. They do small business, 1 hour, 2 hour, get the blessing, and after that to do what? To do remember Allah. Why? Because they know this time is a blessing time. And the dua is accepted. Do you get it or no? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after salah, intashir. وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا. And remember Allah. They understood the three issues. And they give every issue its own respect. Do you understand me or no? And this is why Allah gives them barakah. They go to the market with the intention to gain barakah. 1 hour, 2 hour, do some business with the intention to gain barakah. After that, you go to get the remember of Allah and make dua, because the blessing time is between Jum'ah and Hidden Hour and Salat al-Maghrib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ 152 al-Baqarah. Remember me, I remember you. This, believe it or not, is so powerful. So powerful. Like one of the tabi'een, I forget Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, and or somebody else. One time he was sitting and remember Allah. And he put his feet a little bit up. He heard a voice. It said, is this the way you sit with kings? In a kingdom, in a company of kings? Put your feet down. Today, may Allah forgive me, when you see young people or Muslim sitting in masajid or any place, and we do sit down with zikr, but without no politeness. Remember, when everything you do is missing adab and akhlaq, and a core of it, you're missing a lot. This is why even we'll talk about it, it needs a lot of adab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ghafir, verse 60, اِدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call me, I will accept your dua. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنْ هَدِيَمْنَا مْسُبُّلَنَا الْعَنْكَبُوتِ 69. What it mean? Those who struggle for me, I will guide them to my way. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase. But now, the scar put thanks as a zikr. Because you cannot do thanks to somebody until you remember him. And you remember his goodness. Are you with me or no? Hello?
Yes.
By this way, if you really remember somebody, and remember somebody with a quality, you show gratitude and thanks. By this way, again, thanks is a sign of showing gratitude and remember. Remember him, it leads you to show gratitude and thanks and obedience. You understand me now or no? And even, okay, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرَ حِسَابٍ. Okay? Patience is also a sign of zikr. Okay? If you're patient over something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised He will give you a reward in abundance. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Surah At-Talaq number 3, and before that Zumar 10. What it mean? All this scholar added as a sign of remember. All the quality is a sign of remember. By this way, quality equal remember, remember equal quality. You get it or no? You cannot make tawakkul on Allah without remember Allah. You with me now or no? Huh? Okay. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ الْأَعْرَافِ 56. When you do goodness, when you forgive, when you try to be good, again, is a sign of what? Huh? Remember of Allah. And whoever make him his sins and go to Allah and make tawbah, he find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفور رحيم. Verse 110, Surah An-Nisa. Meaning you commit sins, you ask for tawbah, you ask for istighfar. Now what happened to you? You remember Allah. Now what happened? Now you remember Allah with istighfar. And now we can go on and on and on and on and on, but I'm just give you a glimpse of different topic. And in here also is a riwaya on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jibril alayhi salam. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, my ummah has been giving something, never be giving to any another ummah. What is that? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Remember me, I remember you. He never gave it to anybody before that. This also quality is also only for us. Because it's very high, very high. When you really understand it, it's very high. And there's many a hadith about it. Whoever remember Allah alone, Allah remember him alone. If you remember Allah in a gathering, Allah remember you in a gathering much better than your gathering. You see? And now, how is Allah look at it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45. The majority of the scholars, they said, you remember Allah, Allah remember you, and the remember of Allah to you is much greater than you remember Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 41. O you believe, remember Allah in abundance. And if you remember in here, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi sallam came to him and tell him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever makes salah over you once, Allah makes salah over you 10 times. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu get jealous. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for you. What about us? In the same chapter, Surah Al-Ahzab, Jibreel came back again. And he said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم ملائكته. Your Lord, He's making salah and His angel over you. If we know Allah, if we know Allah, like one scholar, he was dying and he said, Allah, I never know you, please allow me to know you, because you will never know Allah. The more you know Allah, you will not know Allah. Because whatever situation happened to you, it has a wisdom from Allah. And this wisdom actually to remember Allah. If you have goodness, remember Allah. If you get weak, commit sins, remember Allah and ask Him to forgive you. But so in any given time, Allah till you come, remember me. Remember me. In what condition? Remember me. And remember Allah in your nafs. Remember Allah in yourself. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْرَحُونَ. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 45. And remember Allah in abundance, maybe you will gain falah. وَذَّكِرِينَ اللَّهَ وَكَثِيرًا وَذَّكِرَاتِ. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 35. أَلْمُنَافِقُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This verse is really one of the scary verse I consider it against us today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrite, verse 9, He said, O you believe, don't let your business, your money, your family get you away of the remembrance of Allah. Please go read this verse and read Surah Al-Munafiqun. And the surah chapter, the name is enough. Today everybody you go, excuse me, I have no time. Does not exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, سِيقَ الْمُفْرَدُونَ. The people in the day of judgment, some people will come and go very high. They said, what is مُفْرَدُونَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالَ الذَّكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّكِرَاتِ. The one remember Allah in abundance. And Rasulullah sallam said, whoever want to go to the valley of Jannah, remember Allah's abundance. Is many a hadith about the importance of remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever go to the bed, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be written as remember Allah until he get up. Just with you, sit with the intention to remember Allah. And zikrullah is Jannah, is a valley of Jannah, is a ras al Jannah, protection from Jahannam, protection from fire, protection from shaitan, protection from nifaq. And also it makes you closer to Allah. And the more you get closer to Allah, the more you focus. And the more you focus, the more you think about Allah. The more you thinking about Allah, the more you do zikr. And the more you do zikr, now you go back to remember Allah and His bounty. And now quality coming. Do you get it or no now? Okay? And there's many a hadith about that and in the Quran and hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, أَلَا أُنَبِئِكُمْ بِفَضْلِ الْكَلَامِ لَيْسَ الْقُرْآنِ وَهُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهُ وَلَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Can I teach you something? It's not from Quran, but it's not a Quran, but it's from Quran. Say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. And there's many a hadith about that. When Rasulullah SAW, he said, can I teach you something higher than even killing each other and making jihad for Sabillah? They said, what is more than that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Zikrullah. And again, if you really read this topic, the amount of hadith about it, Allahu Akbar. And even one, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل أي العبادة أفضل درجة عند الله يوم القيامة. What is the best worship Allah prefer in the day of judgment? He said the one who do zikr a lot. He said what about في سبيل الله جهاد في سبيل الله. He said even unless you leave your house with your money and you go and nothing come back. Okay? And in Hadith Qudsi, whoever be busy with my remembrance and my Quran, I give him better than the one he keep asking for something. By this way, if you ask me, if you want something to come to you quick, what you do? Remember Allah. Forget the issue. Because the issue, if it's written, is written. If it's not written, it's not written. And Allah will guide you anyway. You get it or no? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And now is the opposite. What is the opposite? If you look at what Allah did, He talk about the disbeliever and non-believer as what? Arrogant. Why is he arrogant? Because he have no tasbih and no zikr of Allah. فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Those who are arrogant and have arrogant and denying Allah, فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Those who believe in Allah, يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. By this way, there's a difference between the disbeliever and non-believer and a believer, tasbih day and night. By this way, one of the signs of the believer is what? Tasbih and zikr day and night. And Surah Al-Anbiya, same thing. Surah Al-A'raf, same thing. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 19 and 20. Al-A'raf 206. Okay? And Az-Zumar 75. In the day of judgment, when Allah come with His angels, what will happen now? وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَ حَفِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. The angel is surrounding the throne of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. The angel do tasbih with praising of their Lord. Imagine. By this way, you find beginning to the end, tasbih and hamd. Tasbih and hamd. What happened if you do tasbih and hamd? You elevate it to the level of whom?
Angels.
And we have the opposite. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. This is Surah Taha 124-125 is a constitution of happiness and misery in life. Okay? And we said about the المنافقون. Okay? أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those who are busy with their money and family and do not remember Allah enough, who they are, those are the losers. And Surah Al-Jinn 17, and those who do not remember Allah, what Allah will do? He said, Allah, He showed them the road of torture. Imagine, if you do not remember Allah, Allah opened for you the road of Jahannam. Now, quick, hopefully today, okay? Some people said something so beautiful. They said zikr is seven levels. Seven levels. Zikr al-aynayn, zikr of the eyes with the tears. And two, zikr al-ulnain, zikr of the ears of listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and any goodness. Number three, dhikr al-lisan, the tongue, bilhamd wa thana, praising and thanks to Allah. Number four, dhikr al-yadain, the hand, bilbazl wal-ata, the hand with goodness and charity and goodness and generosity and kindness. Number five, dhikr al-badan, بالجهد والوفاء, struggling and be patient and compassion for سبيل الله. Number six, وذكر القلب بالخوف والرجاء, the dhikr of the heart with fear of Allah and hope and love and have rahmah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number seven, ذكر الروح بالتسليم والرضاء, and the highest level is the dhikr of the ruh with the soul, was completely surrendered to Allah, taslim, and wa rida. And what happened? A rida. What is rida? Contentment. You remember me long time ago? Taslim and rida. Okay? And we have zikr bit tasbih. And we have zikr bit tahleel, zikr bil qalqala. Qul la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. You remember how many times I talked to you about the importance of tasbih? Okay? Surah Al-Hashr 24. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. فلولا إنه كان من المسبحين. Surah Al-Saffat 143-144. You remember what I tell you about Yunus? Allah said in him, فلولا إن كان من المسبحين. If he was not among the مسبحين, للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون. He will stay in the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. Surah Qaf 39. وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل الغروب. And do tasbih before the sunrise and after sunrise. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. Surah Al-Nasr 3. Okay. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. 1-2. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. الأحزاب, الإنسان, ومن الليل فسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. سورة الواقعة 74. I can keep going and going and going in just one topic. The importance of what? تسبيح. Okay? And تسبيح, the meaning of تسبيح, تنزيه. Meaning, I cannot have تسبيح and argue. I cannot have tasbih and upset. I cannot have tasbih and sad. I cannot have tasbih and weak. I cannot have tasbih and think about somebody else. I cannot have tasbih and worry. I cannot have... This is tasbih. Tasbih make me like, they call it the ocean of praising Allah. When you are completely drowning in the praising of Allah and you do not see nothing except Allah. This why, again, one of the early tabi'in, one of his friends came to him. I forget, was Imam Hassan al-Sawari or Ibrahim ibn Adham. And his wife said to him, I go inside. He said, don't worry about it. When he said he did zikr, he doesn't see. He doesn't see nobody. He's overwhelming. And what is tasbih? Tasbih tell you to get away from everything Allah did not like. Anything Allah did not like, get away. Until it lead you to what? The highest level of tasbih. What is that? To glory Allah with His quality. Do you understand me or no? Huh? And one of the scholars said, tasbih is one of the level of hamd. Hamd lead you to tasbih, tasbih lead you to hamd. Okay? And this why, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, kalimatan, khafifatan ala lisan, very light over the tongue, thaqilatan fil mizan, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. And when you reach all this level, you said exactly kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, anta kama afnayta ala nafsak. You are the way you praise yourself. Because you're drowning now. You're drowning in the meaning and understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the point you cannot praise Him. You cannot. Whatever, how much he prays, you find out you always like this. And one scholar, he said, what happened if you do a lot of tasbih, a lot of hamd? He said, you will reach higher level of knowledge. And goodness will be coming to you. And Allah will praising you. And the angel will praising you. An angel will be accompanying you. And you will be elevated. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, everything created تسبح ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحا. Everything, they remember Allah, but you do not comprehend it. And now you have another way of remember of Allah, very heavy, very powerful. What's that? Hamd. Okay? But inshallah today, I do not want rush. Tomorrow we continue in Hamd and the rest of the zikr and the meaning of zikr, because is a lot to share with you about this topic. I was wanted to share something so beautiful with you. One of the early people, he said, fikr, it fill your heart. And dhikr, fill your tongue. And if both of them working right, the body is calm, belong to them. Do you understand me or no? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say, what is more than I am a servant of you? And enough for me dignity for you to be my Rabb. Ilahi, wajadtaka ilahan kama arad, faj'alni abdan kama arad. My Lord, I find you the way you should be. Make me slave the way you like to be. And another person used to make munajah, meaning munajah, meaning talk between you and Allah. He said, this is my way of showing my happiness to you. In a time, nobody seemed to give me happiness. Oh Allah, make me happy by serving you, and be happy with me by being for me. And make me happy with you by put me in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ilahi, my wilaya, I will not be content at night without you. And I will not be happy at daytime without serving you and be for you. No dunya will be equal anything without your remembrance. And no akhirah will be have any goodness for me without your Jannah. Ilahi, how I can be sad and I get to know you? How I can be sad and I committing sins? Ilahi, how I cannot call you and you are the one? How I cannot call you wa anta rahimul kareem? When I read this, I remember the guy with the bread. Imagine this is supposed to be a munajah of one of the biggest scholars in the Ummah, his name Yahya ibn Mu'az al-Razi. And this imam, he used to make this, but the first time I heard it, from the man of the bread next door, when he was drunk. See, كيف أحزن وقد عرفتك وكيف لا أحزن وقد عصيتك إلهي كيف أدعوك وأنا الخاطئ اللئيم وكيف لا أدعوك وأنت الرحيم الكريم. How I call you and I'm the sinner, And I am the stray one. And I'm the sneaky one. People do not know who am I. And how I cannot call you. And you are my Lord. And are the Arhamur Rahimeen. If you know Allah, you will never leave Allah in any condition. And this is what Allah wants from you. Whatever what condition from you you have, you cannot go away. If you have goodness, you humble yourself to Him, because all the goodness from Him. If you weak and sinner, go to Him. He can forgive you, cleanse you, and make you again and elevate you. And we'll talk about it, inshallah, tomorrow in detail, or the Friday, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the true believer, the true dhakirin, the true musabbihin, the true hamideen, the true muhallileen, mukabbireen. Oh Allah, don't make us forget you, Ya Allah. Don't make us forget you, Allah. We know you, Ya Allah. We never forget us, Ya Allah. Don't make us among the people who forget you, Allah. And oh Allah, make our mind, our heart, our soul overwhelming with remembering you, thinking about you, thinking about you, praising you. Oh Allah, make us for you, by you, toward you. And let us understand this message, Ya Allah, and make us spread it for you, by you, toward you, Allah. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.